hour still pounding your ears. That's right. We have made headbanging history. Power Chord on CITR 101.9 FM has hit a metal milestone as Canada's longest-running all-metal radio show. And they want you to raise your horns and help them celebrate. Power Chord, the Invisible Orange, Scrape Records, and 430 Productions present Power Chord's 25th anniversary show, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater with the 2010 Power Chord Bands.
Orok!
Magnus Rising!
Scythia!
Scissor Tooth!
Titan's Eve!
And as part of their North American tour, headliners Woods of Ypres. If you love the metal, then you don't want to miss this. On Saturday, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater, get your tickets at Scrape Records today. All ages, doors open at 6.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Hey, how you doing? It is 11:29 in the a.m. That means it's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM on your FM dial or www.citr.ca on your computer. Luke Meat here at the desk. And coming up in the next hour and a half, lots of new stuff. We're pretty excited. We got the new Lumerians. We got some White Suns. We have something brand new by Burmese. Some great spaz stuff. We've got some Note Killers here. We've got the new Moon Duo. We have the new Crystal Stilts. And we've also got some stuff that's coming not to our town, but around this wonderful continent of ours that we're going to focus on a little bit later. But right now, some friends of mine and myself were discussing this wonderful band last Thursday at the Moon Duo show. And I never need an excuse to play them, but this is an excuse to play them. And of course, going all the way back to 1967, Stockholm, Sweden. The collective is called Parson Sound.
Yeah.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
In the AM, and you listen to a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here, and let's go through what you heard there. Some really, really good, the new face of psych that's going on all over the United States there. We ended the set there with something brand new from Crystal Stilts. Brooklyn's Crystal Stilts are back with their brand new album, In Love with Oblivion, an album shock full of droning organ, druggy bassline, far out badassery. This is going to make a lot of people's best of lists, if you ask me. And we heard Precarious Stare. Before that, we heard the brand new Moon Duo, who absolutely dropped some jaws last week at the Media Club on Thursday night. Absolutely wonderful live band and wonderful people too. Their new one is called Mazes. They are no longer with the Woodsist label that they've been so associated with for so many years. They are now on a lovely little label called Sacred Bones, and that track there was called Goners. Before that, we had the San Francisco's Lumerians. I was a big propagator of these guys a few years back when they sent us a 4-song EP. Really nice, good droney thing. And then I thought they had disappeared, and they have not. They are back with a vengeance with their new one, Transmillennia. And we heard Black Tusk. And then we started the off where with some 1967 Swedish psych, one of the most important bands to come out of that scene, Parsons Sound, who, of course, broke off into several different groups, namely Tradgrass Oxtenor, Algernon Stradgard, International Harvester, and Harvester. And we heard Solvgat Rosemarie off of their recently reissued 3-album box set. We're going to move on to some noisier territory here. We have something brand new. I used to play the crap out of these guys many moons ago. Their album called Men. The band is called Burmese. They were on the wonderful Load Records out of Providence, Rhode Island. But they are back. They are on the pretty much bulletproof UGG Explode label. And they are, UGG Explode are re-releasing all of their nearly impossible to locate recordings that have been around since the late 90s. And they describe them as seminal noise, grind metal, what the frick unit. They started out in Iowa City, and then they migrated to San Francisco, and where I'm sure they were probably embraced a little bit better than the Midwesterners there. Their recordings have ranged from ultra-short and complex grindcore blasts to pure power electronics, swans-like ultra-slow dirges, and other previously unknown noisy territories. Well, they have returned to our eardrums with this brand new album called Lun Yearn. And I wish I could tell you the song titles, but they're entirely in Japanese. And here's the thing. I want to play this track for you because I sat and listened to it in its entirety on Monday, but I cannot play it due to the fact that the track is 45 minutes long. So now bear this in mind. This is a 45-minute long track. I'm probably only going to play about 7 or 8 minutes of it, but keep in mind, it consistently goes like this nonstop for 45 minutes. So strap yourself in. This is Burmese off of their new one, Lun Yearn. We'll be right back.
A message for students from Elections Canada.
If you want to vote right away, you can. A special ballot allows you to vote immediately at a local Elections Canada office, or you can mail in your ballot. You must register to vote by special ballot by 6 p.m. April 26th. You need to know the name of your candidate. If you decide to mail your ballot, make sure it gets to Elections Canada on time. You can find details on the website elections.ca or call your local Elections Canada office or the toll-free number 1-800-463-6868.
Yes, indeedy. Please vote. I'm not going to use this show as a soapbox or a platform or express my own personal views, but just, I don't even care who you vote for. Just vote. Go out and do it. Did you watch the debate last night, though? That was kind of something. I really do think that there is a robot inside Stephen Harper's brain. But I don't know if you saw him try and smile. It was really creepy. Wow. What did we just play there? Brand new Note Killers from Philadelphia, PA. Got a re-release. They were known as kind of a 7-inch only band back in 1978-79. Thurston Moore was a big supporter way back then, and he actually reissued the collection of all their stuff, I believe, on a static piece. And they're back. Brand new album on Prophase Music. And here was the thing. I was a little nervous. I don't know. I mean, you know that there's those great bands, those seminal bands from the late 70s, early 80s. And then they come up with something brand new in 2011. And you're kind of like, oh, boy. And yeah, usually 9 times out of 10 stinks. This one does not. It still rocks just as hard as they did all the way back then. So check it out. It's called We're Here to Help. And we heard Airport off of that. And then, yep, before that, holy cow. like I said, we heard just a little excerpt from a 45-minute long track by Burmese. The name of the album is Lun Yearn, and all the rest of the writing is in Japanese, so I can't give you a song title at all. It's on the brand new on UGG Explode. Check that out. This is some information for some New York listeners. I know there's at least one of you out there. If you are in New York, check out The Kitchen this weekend. Big celebration going on. It's The Kitchen's 40th anniversary. The Kitchen, of course, one of the more underground kind of venues in the late, you know, that kind of thing. And a lot of cool people have played there and stuff like that. I know that like the Swans and Sonic Youth were early players there back in the day. But what's going on Friday and Saturday, April 15th and 16th at The Kitchen? Well, there's Aluminum Music concerts celebrating The Kitchen's 40th anniversary. We'll feature, oh, good Lord, Zev, Bush Tetras, George Lewis, Peter Gordon, and Love of Life Orchestra. In June 1981, The Kitchen threw itself a behemoth 10th party come fundraiser at a Times Square mega club dubbed Aluminum Nights. The marathon saw a capacity of audience of many hundreds, including, all seem to recall, Mick Jagger backstage. Ooh. Enjoyed a diversified array of the downtown sounds being nurtured at the crossroads of The Kitchen's music program. In 2011, as part of its 40th anniversary season, The Kitchen presents a distilled refraction of the Aluminum music performed over that memorable weekend. On Friday, April 15th, industrial pioneer Zev will demonstrate his hypnotic, ritualized solar percussion music on a shared bill with Cherish No Waivers, Bush Tetras. If you're in New York on Friday, please go to this for me. We're going to listen to some Zev here all the way back to 1986. Chanced music. This is some really, really good stuff. Turn it up.
Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
To learn more about the diverse array of programming on CITR 101.9 FM, why not visit CITR.ca?
Speaking of diverse programming, you are correct. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we have The Green Majority, your only source of conservation information, hosted by our sister station, CIUT out of Toronto. 2 o'clock, we have Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio A Go-Go. In case you haven't tuned in the last couple weeks, Frank Rumbletone is back from a lengthy hiatus. And we're happy to have him get your garage rock and or roll on. 5 o'clock, we have the Arts Report with Adam. 6 o'clock this week is Reel to Reel. 6:30, Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with lovely Caroline. And 11 o'clock, pretty much the greatest thing in radio, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR.ca or on your dial at 101.9 FM. Coming up, we have some noise from our neighbors over in Alberti from Cowtown. Two albums and two really, really, really good groups here. First of all, we're going to have something from Vinyl Dog Toy, The Secret to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And I absolutely love the description that this album says. The sweet hooks of this seductive album bring back fond memories of teenage love, forbidden parties, and the youthful naivety that hopes for a brighter future. Wonder in awe at the amazing, surreal dark shadows of anger from the depths of the underworld, half dreamed in a fever of paranoia, featuring songs for when you're walking home from the meat rendering plant at midnight in winter in Hoboken. And you know that without these headphones, you'd be so, so screwed. And it's time like these, eyes watering, extremities freezing off, when you remember the day you took the picture of your dead cat down by the road in June, and how the dandelions were all bare in the field, and how the rope was too loose, and suddenly you can't imagine how you ended up so far away in all this meat. This is Vinyl Dog Toy, and afterwards we'll follow it up with some Hobophobes, and great little track here called The Revenge of Lizard Eye. We'll be right back.
Break right in and take her.
They're attacking the wall we did. They're attacking the wall we came through.
It's a good thing Laser didn't fix this strawberry.
They're attacking the wall we did through.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, indeedy, Tim, on the air every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. for the best hardcore ska and reggae music. What did you just hear there? Well, two amazingly ambient noise bands from Calgary, Vinyl Dog Toy, The Secret to Health, Wealth, and Happiness, their brand new one out called The Revenge of Lizard Eye was the name of that song. And then after that, The Hobophobes, and I believe there is a connection between The Hobophobes and Vinyl Dog Toy. I do not know what it is, though. Calgary's a small town. I'm pretty sure the noise scene is quite insane. We heard Coxa Plana. We're going to wrap up the show here like we always do, something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. And today we're going to focus on electroacoustic pioneer Pierre-Henri Le Microphone Bien Tempéré. It means the well-tempered microphone for all you. Well, I don't know if that even was French. But even if you don't speak French, if you do speak French, you probably didn't understand that anyways. But in the well-tempered microphone relates, this is quoting Pierre-Henri, the idea was to show all of the resources of the microphone and of the instrument. By using the microphone for your recording, you could go further than with the instrument itself. The microphone could amplify and magnify the effect of the instrument, and if combined with other little acoustical transformations possible at that time, it could make this effect more magic. This is Pierre-Henri with the well-tempered microphone.
Thank you. Whoa!